Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Decision Intelligence Handbook, Practical Steps for Evidence-Based Decisions in a Complex World, by L.Y. Pratt and N.E. Malcolm. Narrated by Daniel Henning. Publisher's Note: This audiobook has bonus material. Please contact whomever you purchased this audiobook from to request the material. All figures and tables referenced in this audiobook can be found in the bonus material. Disclaimer: The views expressed in this work are those of the authors and do not represent the publisher's views. While the publisher and the authors have used good faith efforts to ensure that the information and instructions contained in this work are accurate, the publisher and the authors disclaim all responsibility for errors or omissions, including, without limitation, responsibility for damages resulting from the use of or reliance on this work. Use of the information and instructions contained in this work is at your own risk. If any code samples or other technology this work contains or describes is subject to open source licenses or the intellectual property rights of others, it is your responsibility to ensure that your use thereof complies with such licenses and/or rights. Foreword. When this book's authors first asked me to write this foreword, I answered with a soft no. Although I've often spoken of the need for system change in service of sustainability objectives, and am often told I am a system thinker, it doesn't feel that way. If you recall Robert Persig's long-ago book, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, he distinguished between romantics, people who love riding a Harley until it breaks, then kick it as they stalk off down the road, and mechanics, who hunker down and try to fix the machine. I warned Pratt and Malcolm that I am more of a romantic than a mechanic at a time when we need more mechanics. Romantics, I believe, will always exist and will often be needed, but true systemic change, whether toward sustainability or simply to adapt to the complexities facing modern enterprises, increasingly needs mechanical talent. And that, bluntly, has never been me. Undeterred, the authors doubled down, explaining that I'd hit on exactly the
sample complete. Ready to continue?